Some big names in the Republican Party are facing elections today. In Wyoming, Congresswoman Liz Cheney has a primary. The leading Republican faces long odds amid her effort to investigate President Donald Trump's effort to overturn his election defeat in 2020. In Alaska today, a Trump-endorsed candidate is trying to make a comeback. Sarah Palin is running in a special election for the U.S. House.
The overtaxed and overregulated, had it up to here, Mama Grizzlies, and everyday liberty-loving Joe Sixpacks, that's us. That's Alaska.
Liz Ruskin of Alaska Public Media is covering that campaign and joins us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Wasn't Sarah Palin out of politics for years and years?
Yes, it's been 14 years since she was a vice presidential nominee and 13 years since she resigned as governor. Since then, she's been on Fox News. She had a reality TV show. She was on a singing show, Masked Singer. And now we have an open seat in the U.S. House for the first time in 50 years, and she's decided it's for her. And she's one of three people running.
What does it mean that she has Trump's endorsement in this special election?
She was Trumpy before Trump entered politics. She had the idea of a grievance against elites. She was angry at the media all the time. Those are elements that Trump picked up on later, but she had those before he did.
And now he's supporting her. But how does this special election in Alaska work?
Oh, it's very unusual. We have a new system. It pairs an open primary that's nonpartisan, all the candidates on one ballot. And then at the general, the top four advance from the primary. And at the general, we have ranked choice voting. And this election is actually two elections in one. It's the special for U.S. House to fill the remainder of the late Congressman Don Young's term. And then it's also a primary for all the other races. And on that, it's pick one. So there's a potential for voters to be really confused.
Well, let's try to be as clear as we can. Who were the other key opponents of Sarah Palin in this vote?
In the special, she's running against Nick Begich III, who comes from a prominent Democratic family. His grandfather and uncle served in Congress. He's running as a conservative Republican. And even though Trump is supporting Palin, Begich has a lot of support from pro-Trump conservatives. And then we have Democrat Mary Peltola. She served in the state legislature for 10 years. She's Alaska native, and she has the support of Begich's Democratic family members.
Thanksgiving is going to be interesting in the Begich household this fall, I suppose.
Very.
Okay. Liz Ruskin of Alaska Public Media, glad you're there.
Thank you.